Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Matt Drayton. Matt, are you ready to do this?
I am ready, George. Let's do it.
Let's go. Matt is a sergeant major, having spent 20 plus years in the United States Army, 16 of them working with the Special Operations Forces. He's the founder of Drayton Communications. He's a speaker, a consultant, a coach, an author. His newest book is Leading While Black, Leadership Strategies and Lessons for Today's Black Professional. Matt, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, George, thank you. So as you said, as you mentioned earlier, you know, I spent a lot of time in the U.S. military. And what that allowed me to do is learn quite a bit about leadership. So I spend most of my time writing, speaking, and consulting about leadership. I also spend a lot of time working with young people. I've done some mentoring with at-risk youth organizations here in North Carolina, as well as I served on the board with Youth for Christ Ministries, which is a national organization, but we have a chapter here in North Carolina that I worked with. So my primary thing in life is, you know, I have a saying and I believe in that, you know, leadership or the lack thereof is the primary cause of most of the problems we have in America and in the world. And then the other thing I always try to drive home, you know, leadership is just not about being in charge of people. It's about being accountable in your daily lives and your personal lives as well. So that's what I talk about. That's what I write about. That's what I'm pretty passionate about. I'm married. I've got two grown children, and I'm a dog person. I've got a little dog that I that kind of rules my house. Kind of he's in charge around here.
Got it. What is the dog's name?
His name is Gizmo. He's a Shih Tzu. We got him right before COVID kicked in 2020. So, you know, we picked him up March 1st and then 2 weeks later, everything shut down. So it was kind of good. We were able to keep him. He got us through COVID. We had to get him housebroken, you know, sleep schedule, you know, everything you have to do with a puppy. So he's thriving now, doing great. And he's kind of a therapy dog for me and my wife.
Good. Totally get it. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I couldn't agree with you more that leadership or lack thereof is at the root cause of a lot of the problems here. And while I can't speak to problems all over the world, it certainly makes sense. From your training experiences framework with the Army, how do you look at that time and then look at your work from a religious standpoint with Christianity? Similarly, different?
You know, I look at it in the same. So discipline from the word disciple means to teach. And I think that Christianity and the military, I think there's applications that can be applied to both. I think discipline, though, is the key. Just being able to govern yourselves, make sure that you're trying to do the right thing at all times. And just doing things the right way. And I think when you do that, life tends to be a little bit easier when you do the right things. You get better sleep. You can focus a little bit better. And I think you feel a little bit better about yourself when you're doing things the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We certainly know when we're not.
Absolutely. And that's my point. You know, we know we're taught right from wrong at a early age, George. So when we're not doing the right thing, and even in a leadership position, if you're a leader or a manager and you make a decision that you know you shouldn't have made, or in your personal life, when you do something or allow something to happen that you know you probably should have took a different course, it kind of weighs on you. So what I try to tell people is try to make the best decision based on your value system. And if you do that and in your heart, you feel like, hey, you know, I have given, this is the best course of action I feel that will make things better, then you're good. You're fine with that. And if it turns out wrong, that's okay. Your heart was in the right place. But if you knowingly do what's wrong, then it kind of weighs on you a little bit and keeps us up at night.
Yeah. So knowing and being, having clarity, whatever term you want to use, I have a value system. I am either following on that and I'm viewing everything that I'm doing through that lens of those values and making decisions based on those. I know when I'm doing things wrong. Is it obvious what that value system should be? How do I figure out what mine is?
So I think our value systems are taught to us through our parents and through our life experiences. I think we should seek out value systems that are good instead of evil. Mm-hmm. I think we should seek out value systems that are positive instead of negative. And the one thing about value systems, you know, they can change. You know, when I was a young man and I went into military, I will tell you, I had a different value system. You know, I wasn't a father at the time. I didn't have a whole lot of responsibility. Being an only child, you know, there's a certain amount of selfishness that comes with that. There's just no way around it. You didn't have to share anything or whatever. So then once I got in the military and I started to get put in leadership positions and I became responsible for other people. And when I'm talking responsible, you know, it'd be in combat or back in garrison, or it's their livelihoods. You know, I'm looking out for these people and their families in a way. So then I had to change. I had to make some changes. And then on top of that, you know, I meet my wife and we get married and we have a couple of children. Now my value system really has to change. I have to think about all the things that I'm doing now impact my children's lives. So I guess to answer your question, probably the best way to find your value system is as you go through life experiences, try to do what's right. And then also make adjustments as required so you can continue to do what's right.
That makes sense. So now you've done a great job. You've got two grown kids and they're out doing whatever they're doing. Wonderful stuff. I'm confident of. Yeah. How now are you thinking about your next season of life, for lack of a better term?
Yeah. So one of the things, and you know, I'm in my early 60s. So, you know, I realize I'm closer to the end than I am the beginning. So you look at life differently when you get to where I am. And I will tell you now, mentally, I'm not that age because, I mean, I still play video games and I still play peekaboo with people's kids when I'm in line at a Kroger, you know, when the parents not looking. You know, I just, you know, I'm pretty immature is what I'm saying. But, you know, go back. What was your original question again now?
Just now you talked about how our value systems change.
Value system, how life has changed. So now I try to spend more of my time giving and doing for others. You know, George Carlin had this thing about stuff. You know, there was a skit he did about stuff. You know, I was looking around and I'm thinking all the stuff I have, I don't really need. So I'm trying to kind of declutter, focus more on giving back, helping people. You know, the books I've written, neither one of them were really written for monetary purposes. They were solely written to help people, to try to share some of the life lessons I've learned and some of the mistakes I made with other people so they don't have to make them. And so that's where I'm focused at now. Hopefully I look forward to having some grandkids that I could, you know, share with and have some joy with. But right now my focus primarily is just making sure that I share my leadership experience, my leadership lessons and strategies with young people and others who are in leadership positions and those who are not, just things that can help them in their daily lives.
Yeah, well, certainly you touched on that when we were getting started about how we need to be the leader in our own lives. So whether I'm, leading a team of people or whatever it is, you taking responsibility for your own stuff, I think that certainly hits home for me. So what does it mean to lead while Black, Matt?
So leading while Black, the while Black phrase always has somewhat of a negative connotation with it, driving while Black, it kind of always alludes to something being done wrong to you. So I took that phrase and tried to turn it on its head a little bit and put something positive in front of it. So as a African-American, as a Black leader, it's a little bit different, and one of the things you have to do, you have to prove yourself. I share the story about the current Secretary of Defense who, when he was an Army general, he talked about this on 60 Minutes a little over a year ago. He talked about his experiences when he was in the 82nd Airborne Division and how he had to...
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Let a white officer brief, because he felt that would be more effective and more people would listen, which was very admirable on his part, because he realized, hey, this isn't about me. This is more about getting the mission done. So whatever means I have to do, use to get that done, these are the methods I would use. So he realized, hey, I'm going to let this guy brief because he will be more effective at it because the men are more amenable to listening to him. So my strategies and lessons come from my experiences. And it's just a kind of a blueprint on, hey, here are the things you need to look at. Because at the end of the day, when we're born, we're given a hand. We're born as something. We don't get to control that. We have to live through that, live out that whatever that hand is. And if you find yourself in a leadership position as a Black person, it's going to be different for you. And that's what I'm trying to stress here in this book. There's been a lot of times people look at the title and they assume, there's some negativity in there, but there isn't. It is all about, hey, here's the things you will experience as a Black leader. Here's the things you need to do to be successful as a Black leader.
I appreciate that. Do you see a time, are we getting closer to where that won't matter anymore?
Unfortunately, no. And here's why. I am positive that a lot of the things we deal with in relations to race, these things are taught to young people. So it will only be a time when we don't have to worry about it anymore when parents, when they have young children, they teach them, hey, that everybody has value. Everybody's the same. Everybody's equal. We're all human beings here. It's a human race, right? So unless that happens, it'll never change. And unfortunately, there is a deep-rooted hatred in some people towards others. And that's all kinds of different races, not just whites and Blacks, but, Asians, Hispanic. I mean, there's just that hatred that is taught through generations. And if that continues, then we'll continue to be where we are. But I am an optimist, so I do think that we will things will get better. And I think they have gotten better. I grew up in the 60s and 70s in the South. I went to school. I was one of the first schools in my neighborhood to start the busing program and start integration. Because before that, in elementary school, I was in an all-Black school, and then they bused white kids in, and vice versa. When I went to middle school or junior high, we were bused out to the white schools. And that was a great experience for me because it exposed me to other people and other ways of life. And I think that is good as well. So I think integration is great. I think allowing yourself to learn about others' culture and what they're about. And then I think just looking for the good in people, looking for the nefarious things or the bad things in them.
Yeah, I think that's well said. You know, perspective is obviously essential and powerful. It's hard to get, easier to lose that your experience going to elementary or grade school, middle school, or whatever, that just wasn't that long ago. And, you know, I think sometimes it's easy to, for me, I'm 43, to sort of lose touch with that because it wasn't my experience, but it just wasn't that long ago. So I appreciate that.
Right.
In terms of playing the hand playing the hand you're dealt, I am a believer, not that I need to be a believer, that agency is so important, that we have personal agency, that we feel like we have the ability to be successful and to get out there and do what we want to do and pursue what we want to pursue. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also think that with that agency, we should pursue those things. We should pull the trigger, in other words, because a lot of times we load the hopper up with ideas. We load it up with things we're going to do, and we never pull the trigger. And before you know it, and listen, I am a witness to this. I look up one day and I'm 61 years old. And there were so many other things I wanted to do. Now, I will say this. I have, you know, I've got a pretty full plate. I've gotten my hands into a lot of things, things that I wanted to do that I felt, you know, so I pursued those things. And I think we should do that. I think they talk about if you doing something you love, you'll never work another day in your life. And I truly believe that. So if there's something you're very passionate about, pull the trigger, pursue it, and work hard to achieve it. And now, you know, and the other thing too, George, you know, we live in a time now where, man, there's so many advantages because, you know, the internet and search engines, I mean, there is nothing you cannot pull up on YouTube and learn how to do. Mm-hmm. I pulled it up the other day. I had a hitch on the back of my truck, a lock that jammed, and I pulled it up and there's some guy doing it. And exact same truck. He just walked me right through it. So there's so many things available, resources available technology wise to help you further your goals. I mean, there's really, you know, back in the day, you know, you had to go to the library, you know, you had to pull up microfiche, all this old stuff. I don't know if you know what microfiche is, but there's a lot of advantages now and a lot more opportunities now to do things. So I think we should, I totally agree with you about the agency part.
I love it. Well, Matt, people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So from a leadership perspective, you know, I tell people, be accountable, be compassionate, and helpful, and try to learn as much as you can. You know, one of the things, I was talking to a young man the other day, and he was struggling with his boss and whatnot. I said, well, have you ever asked him to teach you stuff? Have you just went to him and said, hey, will you teach me this or will you teach me that? People don't want to do that. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask someone to teach you something. And it's okay to be mentored. You know, that's rarely will you go to someone and say, hey, can you teach me? And they will say, no, I'm not teaching you. People will reach out to you when you do that. And then, you know, we talked about this earlier, you know, just the right and wrong stuff. If you make every effort to be a good person, I think, you know, your life is going to be better. You know, I think if you make every effort to be a good person, then there's less stress on you because you're doing what you think is right. You're not having to cover up and go behind and fix things all the time because you did something wrong that you knew you did wrong. Mm-hmm. And it just takes a lot of stress off you in life. And that's how I've tried to live my life. And you know, the other thing too, I think being a good person is like the foundation of being a good leader. rarely will you find a bad person, a person with bad moral character. Rarely will you find a person like that that's a good leader, because the two just don't match. Now, being a good leader doesn't mean the person can be a little ornery or a little rough around the edges, but just because I've had them all. I've had leaders who were not the most personable people, but they were good. They were good in the heart. Then I've had some that were very friendly and very welcoming, but same thing, but they were still good at the heart. And that's what I think the core is. And so those are the things that I think will make you a better leader, will make you a better person, and will impact not only you in the workplace, but it will impact your personal life, because we need leadership in both.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets to come on. Matt, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage? Where can they get a copy of Leading While Black, Leadership Strategies and Lessons for Today's Black Professional?
Well, George, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. You can reach me at my website, mattdrayton.com. All of my social media handles are out there. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. My book, Leading While Black, Leadership Lessons and Strategies for Today's Black Professional, can be found at Amazon and some bookstores. But Amazon definitely has it. And I encourage everybody to get it and take a read, because not only are there leadership lessons in there for young Black professionals, these leadership lessons applies to anyone. You know, I talk about a lot of things in there. I talk about running effective meetings, effective communication. Those are just not synonymous with Black people. Those are for anyone. So I would encourage you to look at that. But I really appreciate you having me and giving me the opportunity to speak to your listeners today.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful talking with you. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Matt your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to mattdrayton.com, MattDrayton. .com and pick up a copy of Leading While Black and dig into everything that Matt is working on. Thanks again, Matt.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.